This is George Clark for Ivy Hoops Online. Right now I'm at Jadwin Gymnasium, where the Princeton women have just finished a comeback victory over the Columbia Lions, 80-65. I'll be reporting on the men's game, a narrow Tiger win, 70-62 in New York, a little bit later. But first, we're going to try to get Carla Berube's press conference following the game. She'll be joined by player of the game, Ellie Mitchell, who today went over 1,000 rebounds for her career, Madison St. Rose, and freshman Sky Belker. And senior Chet Nowecki, who today made her first career start.
Carla, and then we'll have the players out here.
Is this all right?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Chet, can you talk first about the team defense in the second half and how you guys responded after Columbia had such a hot shooting second quarter?
Yeah, you know, I think after the second quarter when they got a couple of fast break threes, we came in the locker room and we just knew that we needed to do a better job of finding people in transition, finding their shooters, just matching up better, because a lot of the times they had four guards that could shoot the three, and then one post player, and we had two post players. So it was different going into the second half, knowing that we needed to pick up earlier and find their shooters so that we could, you know, match up, not let them get those open threes.
And were those matchups why you got your first career start today?
Yeah, I think so. They're a guard-heavy team, and I guess defending the guard spot is kind of what I like to do more. So I guess that's why I got this.
What does it mean to you to have, after, you know, three seasons of being an important role player on this team, getting that opportunity? When did you find out from Carla?
It meant a lot. I think I found out on Tuesday. I was really excited because, you know, obviously I don't mind coming off the bench. I'd do whatever I need to do for my team, but I think getting this opportunity meant a lot to me, and I just wanted to take advantage of it, play the best defense that I could so that my team could be successful.
Thanks. Maddie, from your perspective, you know, I know the game here last year wasn't one of your stronger games. Did you have that in mind, and did you think of sort of different ways to come in from an intensity perspective, from like finding your rhythm early on? Just wondering what part that played in today.
Yeah, looking back to like last year's game against Columbia and how they celebrated and just how hard they worked and they wanted it more than us, it was kind of upsetting to think about. So really coming into this game, I just felt like for me, I wanted to bring it all for my teammates, whether it be rebounding, whether it be scoring in any ways possible, just to help out because I really wanted this win. And I don't like when people win on our like home court, so take it personal.
Understood. And Sky, you know, what was this experience like? Obviously, it's a new opportunity. It's sort of a different level of intensity, even from what we've seen league play overall. Just take me through like your feelings on all this.
I was told before our game a lot about the environment and the kind of the history of Princeton playing Columbia. So I kind of tried to put myself in their shoes and take everything that's happened in the past personally so that we could really get them today.
Sky, what about your game? Seemed like your mid-range game was really working. Just talk about your offensive game today.
I think kind of just making moves and attacking. I mean, we had a lot of talks about giving double gaps and our spacing on offense, and so knowing when to take those shots and when that gap is there, and then just taking it, because I know my teammates have confidence in me, my coaches have confidence in me, and so that lets me just shoot.
Scott, how big was it for Ashley to play the minutes she did in the fourth quarter when Chen was in foul trouble?
Yeah, I'm sure huge. She did a great job stepping up and being that point guard that we needed to be calm and help us run our sets.
Maddie, obviously the offense was, you know, critical in the win tonight, but three steals you get, and just seems like all night you guys are sort of a team effort, kind of keeping Abby off balance. Mm-hmm. Take me through, you know, how successfully you feel like you guys employed the defensive game plan.
Yeah, I mean, shout out to Sky. She was guarding Abby Hsu all game. I think she did a really good job. We heard she took 22 shots, which is a lot of shots for Abby. So just try to keep Abby like off her rhythm, like try to make her make tough shots was like our number one goal. And then just like from the other guards, we knew that there were a lot of drivers and we knew that they were tough. So we wanted to be there to like help just in case our teammate gets blown by and make sure that we're there for like those extra rotations. And I felt like we were definitely there.
And so Maddie was nice enough to kind of introduce my question, but just take me through like when coach was telling you you would be primary on Abby and what your strategy was in that moment, just clearly you did keep her off balance.
Yeah. Well, first of all, it's definitely not just me. The whole team was guarding her. But I think in practice, you know, we have our team, we're playing against them. And so kudos to them because I got back cut a lot in practice and made a lot of mistakes then, but it's good because then I know what to look for in the actual game.
DP?
So the Natty Champ, like the trophy, it was in the house tonight. So what did it like mean to you guys? Like, was it a change of energy? And, like, what goals like do you guys have to hopefully hoisting that up in the air at the end of March Madness?
Yeah, I mean, I think this team can hang with anybody. So I think just like having that in the back of our heads meant a lot tonight. Just seeing that, you know, that's way down, further down the road. But, you know, I have faith in this team in that we can take on anyone. So.
Do two more questions.
Maddie, what about your offensive game? Seemed like you were attacking the basket more than just the outside shooting today.
Yeah, I mean, it's from what we talked about in practice. You know, there were also a bunch of guards, so it was basically just a one-on-one, and coach was always like, just attack, don't settle, like the shots will come. But if we just kept attacking, I got like a lot of easy layups, and I felt like a lot of people got easy layups too. So that was kind of just my main focus. And when it came to shooting, I just shot when I was open and prayed it went in. So.
One more.
I guess I'm curious whether anybody charts how often Ellie is on the ground.
There should be a stat. I think probably 99% of the game Ellie's on the ground, if I'm being real. But she's a hard worker, so.
All right,
thank you.
Let's start with the opening statement from Coach, and then we'll open it up for questions.
It just seemed like another Columbia battle. They are tough and scrappy, and they're scorers. They can, you know, really spread you out and score in a lot of different ways. They've got some different pieces that gave us some trouble. I thought CeCe Collins played well. I thought Riley Rice played well. And then you have the usual suspects that are just great. So, it was a team effort from us. The three that you talked to just now, and Chet and Maddie and Sky had really great games. Of course, Ellie, I thought was awesome as well. Just, you know, taking care of the boards. And then she got a lot of dump down passes and she was converting those. And we struggled a little bit in that second quarter, you know, and it was, you know, just needed to talk about a few things at halftime and play the way we were capable of playing. And I thought we came out with a lot of energy in that third quarter. And then I think we locked down really well in that fourth quarter. And proud of the group and it's another Ivy win, right? And we're already turning the page to Cornell for next Saturday, and we got to keep on climbing and keep getting better. Can't rest on this win, but it certainly is a big one and an enjoyable one.
Carla, you gave Chet her first career start today. Was that due to Columbia's guards and the matchups there? And what did she show you today with the 9.6 points?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a defensive coach, so I want to get my best defensive team out there. And Chet's really been playing well on that, you know, that side of the ball. She was big and our game at Harvard. She was big at our game at Villanova when teams can really spread you. And I thought she, you know, really deserved the start, and she came up big. She had a really great game, so I was really proud of her.
Carla, a couple of things. You know, one, you mentioned Ellie up top, and obviously, you know, in the fourth quarter, the offense seemed to open up for her. What allowed that to happen?
Yeah, I think we got some middle drives, right? We got some good, you know, penetration in the lane, whether it was Sky or it was Maddie or it was, you know, Caitlin, and you know, she also was ducking in and posting up when there was a mismatch inside. She was just making some really, you know, good decisions there. But that was, you know, that was part of the game plan, is just to you know, attack them, and whether it was to get fouled or to get to the rim or draw the help defense to make the next pass. I thought that was going to be important, and you know, things started to come together in the second half. I thought we were a little tentative in the first half. We were, you know, kind of taking some of the first shots and not like the best shot that we could find. You know, it was tough having Caitlin on the bench for long stretches there, but when she wasn't, she was awesome, and she was really, you know, getting to the rim and making great plays. But like we talked about, I thought Ashley Chia, and held the fort down. She did a great job as a, you know, a first year, and you know, made some really good decisions with the ball.
And just related to that, the baby Tigers, you know, mm-hmm. as you emphasize defense first, and mm-hmm. so often that comes later on. What is it that's allowing these players to be two-way contributors in your system right away?
Yeah, I mean, they're working really hard. You know, it is January now. Like we've been talking about our defense for a bit now, and I think it's clicking. I mean, they come to work, and they have teammates that are helping them along the way, right? We have great communicators, like Ellie Mitchell, the girl. I don't think she stops talking down there about what she's seeing and the screens that are happening, and Caitlin does a great job too. So I think it's a combination of them just working really hard day in and day out, and then also having, you know, great leaders and teammates around them to help them along.
Sky had 21 points, 4 assists, and the primary assignment on Abby Hsu.
Yeah.
Pretty good showing
for
her.
Not a bad day. Yeah, she was great. I thought she, you know, it's hard. Like, Abby Hsu is, like, works for 40 minutes or the whole time that she's out there, just, you know, just looking, hunting for shots and hunting for, you know, ways to just create some space. And I thought, you know, Sky did a really good job. She was just always kind of in the vicinity. You know, still, you know, Abby got some good looks, but she worked really hard. You know, I think her teammates were helping her out with screens and were switching when he needed to, but she was really all over the place. And then, yeah, you know, she shot the ball really well. She attacked really well, and made some great decisions with the ball. So it was a great, great game from her.
Speaking of attacking, talk about Maddie's game. I thought she was going to the hole a lot more than usual.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if they all have the ability, if there's a C that is parting, mm-hmm. like, take that, right? Okay. We don't want to, you know, just, you know, rely on our jump shots or our threes or pull-ups. Like, if we can attack, let's get to the rim for either a layup or maybe a foul or maybe a dump off pass. So I think, you know, they're able to see some lanes, and they, both Sky and Maddie, and I think Caitlin, when she was in there, really found those gaps.
And you think your bigs are mostly play finishers. How do you prioritize that sort of movement within the game or in your practice when it comes to getting those guards downhill?
Yeah, I mean, we got to just stay space. We're looking to attack, like, double gaps, right? Like, not attacking, right, one pass away, but making sure it's, like, two passes away so, like, the help can't, like, dig in on that. So, yeah, I mean, we're trying to stay space from each other. And, you know, when you have, you know, some good scorers on the outside, you try to space. And that's what Columbia does, too. They space you out really well. And, you know, it's just finding those opportunities and then, you know, taking advantage of those. And, you know, and then we always have a post player that's sort of staying weak side, that if the help does come, then, you know, we can be there for that dump off pass or sometimes the offensive rebound, right? There, you know, if Ellie's in that vicinity, like, she's getting after that board. And and I think Chet does a great job too. She crashes really hard on the offensive glass. So it's it was fun to see them out there playing like that.
I know it's a footnote, but Mitchell passed the 1,000 rebound mark. What, yeah. What does that say about her as a player? I think she's the third player, men's or women's.
Yeah, pretty amazing, right? Like, yeah. Just relentless attack, relentless on the boards, defensive boards, offensive boards. It's fun to watch her. It's fun to coach her. It's been such a huge part of her game over the 4 years that she's been playing. It's nice that, now offensively she's a little bit better too. And so she's got this really great game. And I'm excited for her and proud of her. And I said, she surpassed 1,000, I think, sort of early on in the game, and then now she's on her way to 2,000.
She had
so many boards today, so it was pretty awesome. That's just it's that sort of take your lunch to work mentality. Like, she's just a blue collar, getting after. And I know, you saw her on the floor, it's rebounds, but it's loose balls, it's taking charges, or it's the stuff that leads to wins.
The league's really good again, of course, but does that feel like a team that you'd run into again in the Ivy League final?
For sure.
Princeton, if any other team in the country, knows how good Columbia is after all these years playing each
yeah,
other.
Yeah, no, they're really, really good, and they play really, really hard, and they execute very, very well, and they're just tough. Kitty Henderson is a tough, tough player. And when you have that player, it's kind of like our Ellie Mitchell. Like, those around her play at another level too. And it's a fun battle. It really is.
Let's do one more so we can get you guys with Columbia as well.
You're huh? Non-con, just to look back a little bit, like you say, we're now starting to get deep in January. Mm-hmm. But it was probably as good as 96% of the power fives.
Yeah.
A couple of the super dupers or... But when you look at a UCLA, that you were right there in their gym.
Yeah.
How does it kind of make you feel?
Sky had an awesome game at UCLA. So, the environment here was, really amazing. And we knew it was such a big game. But she's also been in, big games already in her young career, too, and she's been successful. So, that non-conference schedule for us, it certainly has been, really, really important to, just us, learning about ourselves, what we need to get better at, the defense needed to get better. We understood that. And it's, it's something we're working on a lot still. We just have to keep building. We have to keep getting better. And we know how strong this league is. You can't take anyone for granted. You've got to show up day in, day out, and keep grinding, keep working.
Do you chart how often Ellie's on?
I don't. It's just too many. I can't count that high. So it is. Sometimes I'm like, I'm not sure you need to get on the floor for that. But she's got her knee pads on. She actually would like she was like had a cut underneath her knee pad, so it was like bleeding under her knee pad, and she's it's just Ellie Mitchell for you. Yeah.
All right.
Thanks,
Kyle's going to bring coach, and then
Andrew
as well.
Great.
Guys, let's hang out here.
Thanks so much.
There you have the Tiger press conference following today's Columbia women's game. I was misinformed about Ellie Mitchell being in attendance.
Yeah, I feel bad.
And you'll be hearing more on this game or reading more on this game from Steve Silverman. A little bit later. Thanks very much, George Clark.